This is Vern Casper, Party Language, put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
There you go. What a smooth way to get into a Monday, right? Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. It's supposed to be a beautiful day today. I'll take it. I know we have a chance of showers later on, but for right now, the sun is shining. It was lovely outside, and it's supposed to be in the 70s. Now that I can do. I can do that in May. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I can. I just know the bottom's going to drop out before it's over with, so... But no, yeah, we're supposed to hit close to 80 today. 76, I think, is the high. Yeah,
Is lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Party Line on WILO presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is giving us some fits today, but it is recording, but is
yeah, it's not wanting to go live, and we had the same issue with Inside the Huddle on
Saturday.
It
will be up. It just will be in a little bit here. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshand's Window Tinning, Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Jerry's Body Shop, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, and Lanin's Furniture and Mattress.
Yep. Stream's working now.
Oh, it's working?
Got it up, but still recording on the backside to make sure.
I don't blame you. You just never know. Mondays are always interesting in this building. It's like Vern comes back to life and just wants to mess with us to giggle a little bit.
Yeah, they had issues on Saturday as well. I kind of chalked some of that up to being Kyle, but no, not when it did it to me, too, this morning. So it's like, sorry, Kyle.
We love you, Kyle.
Yeah, but I am going to scold him. He keeps wadding up my headphones. I'm not happy with him on that side of it, but it's just Kyle. Gotta love him.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well, speaking of Kyle and sports, coming up tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Or tomorrow, 5:30.
Yes. Girls softball, Carroll versus Clinton Prairie at Carroll. So that's tomorrow night, 5:30. You can watch that on HoosierlandTV.com. That should be a really good game, actually.
Yeah, I'm just hoping with the weather, they'll be able to get it in. We've been really fortunate with the broadcast that we have not had any games postponed.
No, what'd you
rescheduled.
Do?
I know, but they're playing at Carroll. And I'm hoping the drainage is better up there because I know Clinton Prairie, the last time we had the chance for heavy rains, they ended up having to move their game up to Delphi. So it's like, okay, for the softball.
Sure. Well, we'll have a chance to talk to Clinton Prairie School Corporation principals, Kirsten Clark and Luke Harlow, in just a little bit here. They'll be joining us for the second half of Party Line today.
Yep. Looking forward to that
conversation.
So
we'll be able to talk to them for a little bit about that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, as I'm looking at the calendar, today is May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't you go there.
Oh, I wasn't going to, but now that you've said it, May the 4th be with you. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything, but then I had to. today is the last day for you to do early voting, and you can only do that until noon today. 8 o'clock until noon at the Clinton County Annex second floor conference room. So if you want to avoid tomorrow's rush, if there is a rush, because there are several locations. And just as a reminder, tomorrow voting is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Community Schools of Frankfort Education and Administration Center, Edward Jones Community Center, Colfax Christian Church, Kirkland Town Hall, Michigan Town Christian Church, Mulberry Park Pavilion, and Rossville Town Park Pavilion are all the places that you can vote tomorrow. And again, that's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
We went Saturday.
Plus, we will have coverage tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
Shan will be in, and we'll take to the airways just after 6 o'clock when the polls close. And as numbers come in, we will try and keep you updated with the things that we get, the, you know, as they come in. So I think I will be over at Republican headquarters. Shan will be here. Melissa will be here. And so as we get information, we will try and, you know, keep you up to date as things are happening. Tomorrow is Election Day. The election ads. I'll be glad to get it over with. No offense to the, and it's not our local. It's the national and the state stuff. I'm just.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how many were on the news this morning.
I don't know. I'm just getting
ad after ad.
It even invaded my YouTube. I'm sorry, but stay away from my videos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Facebook everywhere now.
I know. It's nuts. I was trying to watch the Indiana Fever game because it was on a weird network that we couldn't get. So, but it is, but they put it up later on YouTube. And I was trying to watch it, and it's like every time they would take a break, it was a commercial
for
political, and it's like, come on, give me a break.
Right.
So can't even watch a game on YouTube. It, you know, it's like, come on.
Yeah, I was surprised this year how much infiltrated social media, and I don't know why I was surprised. I mean, that's
and infiltrated is a great word for that too. I mean, seriously,
that's how you're going to get your younger people, right? If you don't put it there, the younger people won't see it.
I, you know, and honestly, I wouldn't mind it if they would just stick to what they feel like they can bring to the table. But when it's nothing but a smear campaign, that's what I don't like watching.
Yeah, I haven't seen as many of those this year, though.
I've seen a lot of them, but it's like. And most of them going on the state to national level, that
right.
kind of thing. And it's like, no, I don't want to see that. I want to know what you can bring to the table. I don't want to see a smear campaign against everybody else that's running, too. I mean, sorry.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something you need to be sorry for.
No, that's the first thing. I mean, that'll turn me off from a candidate right there.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's the extended forecast? I see you have it in your hand.
Oh, well... Let's face it, enjoy the sunshine today. I'm telling you, enjoy the sunshine because it's saying after 3 p.m. Because I mean, let's face it, it's going to heat up to almost 80 today. 76 is what they're calling for the high. You know that's when there's moisture in the atmosphere, it's going to bring thunderstorms and showers. So anytime after 3 p.m., rain should be hitting the area. Could be scattered at first, but then it's going to get, and we're looking at 90%. Tomorrow too as well, and then Tuesday nothing but rain. Wednesday chance in the mornings, and then it's supposed to clear off, but we're also going to be right back into the 50s for highs. So yeah,
goodness,
I'm not seeing any 30s, thank goodness, because I'm thinking those geraniums that are sitting in my garage are probably going to find their way outside. So
I haven't touched any of my flowers
I
yet.
Mean I normally wait till Mother's Day, but it's kind of like
you had an opportunity.
Well, it's called went and got them, and I'm glad I did, because we literally went twice on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Because we filled up the Suburban with my daughter's flowers, and then we took those, unloaded them, went back and filled it up again with mine. And in the time period, just however long it took us to drive to her house and back, there was a lot missing.
A lot had happened in that time.
A lot had already gone out the door. Sure. And there were several people there. The first time we went, there weren't too many there, so it wasn't too bad. But then when we went back, there was a lot of people there. So it's like, yeah. Mother's Day, there may not be flowers for you to buy. So I'm telling you guys, if you're going to go buy flowers for your mom or your significant other or whatever.
Well, Roby's going to give us a chance to do that this weekend as well.
You might want to get out there.
Yep, I think that... we'll talk about that coming up. In the meantime, as we look at the Senior Olympics with our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home today at 10 o'clock at the Paul Philippi Resource Center, it's tabletop shuffleboard And then at 2 o'clock at the Wesley Manor Event Center, it's Sequence. I love the game Sequence.
The thing I hate the most is that we just don't have time to participate.
Well, our day is coming up.
I know it's coming.
But we could do more than one.
But we would love to do more. It's just that we don't have the time to be able to do so.
Yes,
a lot of these happen
while we're working is the thing. But tomorrow, for those of you that are interested, 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Paul Philippi Resource Center is bingo. And again, I don't know if they're taking any later registrations, but you might give them a call and see. I don't know what they would tell you, but anyway, tomorrow is bingo at 2 o'clock at the Paul Philippi Resource Center.
If nothing else, I'd like to go watch tabletop shuffleboard. I want to know how that works, how they do that. I mean, is it a tamed down version of table hockey?
I don't know. I used to play shuffleboard with my grandfather because he played in Florida all the time.
Sure, yeah.
And so I used to play shuffleboard with him, the regular kind with the stick
on the concrete.
So I'm with you. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, I know. I'd kind of like to see how it happens. You know.
Just a reminder as well. This coming weekend is Mother's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yep, it is in all its glory.
Oh, and one other thing I wanted to bring up today.
The cards are probably, the choice of cards, guys, is probably getting thin too in the store. So if you need to get one of those, you might want to go see what you can find.
You know, we had, we talked with the folks that did the chocolate celebration last week. I got to find it here. Here it is. Congratulations, by the way, to Prep and Go. We talked about Prep and Go a little bit last week.
Yeah, how'd they do?
They won. They got first place.
Oh, wow.
The creation, where's the name, the technical name? Double chocolate chip cookies topped with cream cheese frosting and fresh fruit. And she had a name for it. That's what I was trying to think of the name she came up with.
You said it was going to be like a mini fruit pizza.
It's like a little mini fruit pizza, but I guess it doesn't have the name on here. I thought it did. Oh! Hawaiian pizza is what they, I think, came up with it.
I can see that.
So, but they did. They got a cool little banner here. Critics' Choice First Place by Samaritan Caregivers.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you didn't have a chance to go to the chocolate celebration, at least congratulations to our friends over at Prep and Go today. I just thought that was kind of cool because,
that is cool.
And then it was funny because Rosie and Kay were not agreeing. One was like, well, I think we should do this. And so then it won. And so when I was in there over the weekend, it was just fun to hear them.
Yeah, that is fun.
They had a good time and really enjoyed doing that. And we appreciate our friends over at Samaritan Caregivers for everything they do as well.
Well, I'm talking about Mother's Day. I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of go to bigdeals.com and take the shortcut like Cindy and I do and go to Clinton County Daily News. And you just click on the banner and it'll take you where you need to go. But all kinds of great opportunities for mom or your significant other for Mother's Day. I think this is a great, I mean, I'm more of a practical person. I'm not much for, okay, yeah, you can get me flowers, but give me flowers that I can put out in the garden, that kind of thing. Don't give me the ones that just sit in the house and die after a week because I forget to add more water to them.
I like them all. I like them in the vase and I like them out in my garden.
Yeah, I prefer in my garden, though, for the most part. But pressure washing, I mean, to me, I would use that in a heartbeat. I would let them come out, pressure wash my house so I don't have to.
Oh, yeah. The last time I power washed the house, my shoulders the next day.
That north side where you pick up the...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know. I held the power washer up there. I don't remember how many hours. And the next day, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can barely lift my arms.
I mean, $250 certificate for pressure washing services from Patrick's Pro-Oss for $125. Heck yeah.
That's a good deal.
I would take that.
You can get more than one, by the way. You don't have to just get one. You can get more than one.
Yep, exactly. And then, of course, Bake the Cookie Company in Kirkland. They've got their certificate, a $10 certificate for $5.
It's not just cookies. I don't know why it's a cookie company. I think maybe he started out with cookies.
And then moved on, but he's got amazing sourdough.
Sourdough, but he's got
You like other the blue, things. You like the blueberry.
The lemon blueberry scones. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Those things are amazing. But he's been putting out other things as well, like raspberry and lemon scones. But then he has the snail cinnamon rolls and then cinnamon rolls now. So he's definitely expanded. And you can order regular sourdough rolls for special occasions as well. But you do have to give him a little heads up.
Well, and if you don't have time to get a certificate and go to Kirkland, you can also pick up his products at Prep and Go.
That's true.
Because a lot of times I don't have time to go clear to Kirkland, but I can run down to Michigan Town and I'll pick up a loaf of bread while I'm there getting everything else that we get. So
I don't blame you.
We raid the freezer a lot. My son likes the freezer, especially because he takes those ready-to-go meals that are in the freezer. He takes those to work with him.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So, but and also Sweet Salvation Bakery. That's a great place.
That's in Delphi.
Yeah,
if you haven't been there yet.
Delphi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ashley and Ashley. Uh-huh. We're the Ashleys. I love their commercial.
Yeah, but they got great stuff up there too as well. So, and a lot of other deals.
They have
deals
a lot of cupcakes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other deals on there as well, but those are just the ones that come to mind for Mother's Day.
I think they do cheesecake as well at Sweet Salvation.
Oh, I think
Delphi.
They do. Uh-huh. I think they do.
Mention their little. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know they do. Mm-hmm. How do I know that?
Yeah, I'm not a cheesecake. Well, I can't say I'm not a cheesecake fan because I like chocolate cheesecake.
I like chocolate cheesecake. That never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
No, that never hurt anybody at all.
I can't guarantee it's not hurting me at this point, but you know.
Well, it might be, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
A couple of things we have coming up this week. Don't forget tomorrow night. Nope, I'm sorry. This is tonight. Recovering Together, they're celebrating Cinco de Mayo this evening, even though today is the 4th, with a family celebration, including free dinner, fun games, raffle prizes. That's from 5 o'clock until 7 at Trinity Hope Center. That's located at 806 North Columbia Street in Frankfort. And so if you would like more information, give us a call here after the show, and we will tell you how you could hook up with Healthy Communities, United Way, and Trinity Hope Center. But they're having their Cinco de Mayo tonight, their family celebration. So again, if you'd like more information, let us know. I also wanted to remind you that the Paul Philippi Resource Center is heading to Cracker Barrel tomorrow in Lafayette. You do have to let them know if you're going or not and whether you will be riding the bus or meeting them there. So that is the trip they're going on here in the next couple days. Burlington has some things going on. I love talking about Burlington. What a great little town, right? Mm-hmm. I love going through Burlington. And they have some things going on as well. On Wednesday is their monthly joint park board meeting. That starts at 7 o'clock at the Burlington Community Center. Then also this week, Thursday, it's National Day of Prayer. The city of Frankfort is hosting that as well. The National Day of Prayer service begins at noon. The public is invited to join. The Clinton County Ministerial Association will conduct the service, providing an opportunity for community members, local leaders, elected officials, and clergy to come together to pray for the community, our nation, and our world. Again, this is at 12 noon. 301 East Clinton Street, and light refreshments will be provided after the service. So our pastor brought that up at church this week, so I knew it was happening, but just a reminder. Mm-hmm. Frankfort Curbside Care is happening. It happens actually on the first Thursday of every month, and this is for folks who may need some supplies. No appointment needed. Drive up. They'll bring out diapers, wipes, and other available baby supplies. And so this is coming up on Thursday, May 7th. It's a great chance for folks to get some of those needed supplies. And boy, supplies just keep going up in price, don't they?
Yeah.
Whew. The Farmers Bank is having a shred day. This is at the Lebanon Financial Center. This is coming up on Friday, May 8th. That will be 11 o'clock until 1. So here's the things you need to know about that. No reservation is required. It's open to customers and community members, free of charge. There's a two-hour window at each location. They are asking that you stay in your car while teams unload and shreds your items for you. So this next one is happening this Friday, but that one is in Lebanon. Again, 11 o'clock until 1. What do you have?
What do I have? Well, I just received this from the library, Frankfort Library. Starting Friday, they are going to have Landscapes of America. This is the new exhibit that's going to be on because they change their exhibit monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new exhibit. It's called Landscapes of America. It's going to run through the 30th of May. Of course, it's part of the celebration for America's 250. It starts Friday. And they've got so much stuff that's going to be going on. But all different artists for this Landscapes of America. And then they're also going to have sourdough classes. You can get on the website and pull up the flyer. But it said, you know, they're going to have sourdough classes on Saturday. They're going to have on the 14th basket weaving. It's just a whole bunch of different things that they're going to be celebrating the 250th for the whole month of May, mm-hmm. leading up to Memorial Day and after. But I'm fascinated by the Colonial Market. I mean, are you seeing everything that's on that Colonial Market?
I don't see what's on the market. I see it's happening from 4 o'clock until 8. This particular day, they're having an evening full of events, and then they last throughout the month. So this is this Friday from mm-hmm. 4 o'clock until 8. That's what Mel is talking about, the Colonial Market and demonstrations. At 5 o'clock, the Patriot Chest with storytellers Mark and Janet Krebs and Raymond Beats. At 6 p.m., the Annual Meeting and Volunteer of the Year recognition. At 6:15, historian David Hovde discusses the book, The History and Archaeology of Fort Weotnon, 300 Years in the Making. And then at 7:15, a concert by the Dulcimer Gathering. So it's kind of a full evening coming up Friday evening, 4 o'clock until 8 is the time on that.
Yeah, Raymond's actually a Sons of the American Revolutionary member. And he is also a participant. I mean, dresses in full attire and everything, and he's actually a Clinton County boy.
Oh, that's neat.
I graduated with him.
Really?
Yeah, Raymond's my age. We graduated together, and he comes over for a lot of those celebrations and stuff. And he was actually there when we did the marker for a gentleman at the cemetery. So, but yeah, mm-hmm. he's a reenactment, and he's done them all over the country, so
that'd be kind of fun to do.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to talk to him.
Coming up Saturday is a pancake breakfast fundraiser. This is at Slabby's. All proceeds benefit CRAM. Tickets are $8 at the door, so you can start your morning with pancakes. Oh, I was trying to see what else they're having out here. It doesn't say what else they're having, but right now I know you're having pancakes. And again, that's happening this Saturday at Slabby's, 307 North Main Street in Frankfort. Also coming up Saturday, is that May 9th? Yes, Saturday, the Frankfort Market Outdoor Version kicks off. So that's kind of one of those things when you know spring is here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yay! Veterans Park downtown, 9 o'clock until 1, a good chance for you to shop local. Also coming up, I love the name of this, Taco Bout. Because it's the little taco is there. Yeah. So Taco Bout Mental Health Matters. Mental Health 5K Run and Walk is mm-hmm. coming up on Saturday. That's at 10 o'clock. It starts at Prairie Creek Park. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Healthy Communities of Clinton County, or you can call us here at the station. We'll kind of help you hook up with that. But it's coming up this week, the 5K Run and Walk. I've done that one before.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be doing more of that.
Yeah, you and me both.
Women's Recovery. That cafe is coming up May 11th, which is Monday. So normally I don't bring them up too soon, but since it's a Monday, I wanted to bring it up during the week, because what happens is it sneaks up on us, and then the next thing you know,
yeah, exactly,
we're there. So those are some of the things that are happening this week. A lot happening in our community. And it's funny, we go through the winter months, and Melissa and I feel like, oh, there's not as many things going on. But really, I think we have a lot of things going on
all
the time.
We do. It seems like it's always, there's constantly something going on. And a lot of, for those of you who have students, you might want to, and they if they want to have a fun time, they might want to check out the Sapphire Bay, as far as if they have the credentials as a lifeguard, they can possibly get a job there working as a lifeguard, because they're hiring for Sapphire Bay. And then good friends of ours that we'll be talking to, Tom Chrisley, later on, I don't know, is it the
it's
end of this
week?
Is it this week that we're talking
to Tom? I
think
Wednesday, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, it's Wednesday or Friday. I can't
with
remember
Indiana
which.
Beach.
With Indiana Woo-hoo! Beach. Woohoo, yeah.
They actually open weekends It's not Mother's Day, is it? We'll have to look at the schedule.
I don't know. I got to look and see.
They start opening weekends very soon.
Yeah. But, you know, Tom sent this, daily ticket prices. But you can get online and you can get that season pass for a really good price.
But it's their 100th year.
Yeah.
That's the kicker.
Yeah. I can't believe that. That's pretty wild. So, but what really got me was, and in a way it got me in two ways because I actually qualify for this now. Seniors, if you are 60 and older, you can enjoy Indiana Beach on Sundays for just $10.
And here's the thing. Some seniors might be saying, I'm not riding rides. You would not believe how many shows they do there every year.
I haven't ridden rides up there for years, and I still love to go up there.
There's shows. I mean, they put on some big concerts up there. Some names. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got.
And they do some really good cover bands as well. So when we get that concert list, we'll kind of keep you updated. We will have tickets we'll be giving away to Indiana Beach throughout the summer, thanks to our friends in partnership with Indiana Beach and Tom. And it's just a great location. They've done a lot of work up there.
But I mean, you know, $10. Are you kidding me to go up there on Sundays? I'd pay $10 just to take the Schaefer Queen out, because I enjoy that, just going out on the Schaefer Queen. But yeah.
I think they're going to do the ski shows again. They did some last year.
They are. That's one of the things that came up, that they are going to have ski shows too. So.
It's hard for me to think that my mother used to go off the ski jump.
I mean, I may be a nerd, but I really enjoy going up there and just throwing popcorn to the carps.
Oh,
I can't stand the carp.
Oh, those are gross.
I think those are hysterical.
Oh, they're just gross. You know what it is about the carp? It's okay. They're all like, their mouth is going, and they're like swimming on top of each other.
Oh, it just reminds me of the stupid one that you hang on the wall and it sings, you know. I find the humor in it. So
carp kind of grossed me out.
Obviously.
All right. If you have been to a maybe fast food location or something like that recently, you may notice that a lot of places are no longer giving pennies, of course, because of the penny issue.
Yeah.
Well, if killing off the penny bent you out of shape, just wait until you hear what they're planning to do with nickels. Thanks to inflation and demand for batteries, nickel is harder to get. It now costs between 10 and 15 cents to make one nickel, which makes even less financial sense than the 3 pennies it costs to make 1 cent. Besides a few minor shortages, no one's really missing the penny yet. And as far as I know, it hasn't caused economic chaos like some had predicted, but I'm not a financial person really, so I don't know. But
before it's over with, there's not going to be any coins. Let's face it. They're trying to do away with money, period, and trying to get everybody to go plastic.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that is not good for the economy. I don't care what they say.
I agree with you. I don't think that's good for the economy.
So, that's what they're working towards.
And there are some people, I don't think they understand what the problem would be with that. And I admit it, it's hard. Now that I can just take my debit card and, you know, ding, 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 I get it, but cash is where we need to be.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look that up. I just saw a thing on that not long ago about why we don't want a cashless society.
Yeah.
Now there is a new study that's found that coffee can positively alter your gut biome better than expensive probiotics. How much longer before they use that as an excuse to charge us more? I don't know, because coffee's already pretty expensive if you're buying just a cup somewhere or if you're going to coffee places. I mean, some of the coffee drinks.
Even if you want to get good coffee. Mm-hmm. In the store, it's high.
Scientists found that people who drank 3 to 5 cups per day, even decaf, had higher levels of good gut bacteria, which just didn't help them go. It also improved mood, lowered stress, and increased mental clarity.
Yeah, they got to make it taste better before I can do that.
Well,
I can't.
I feel for you. I didn't learn to like coffee. I still like a little coffee with my creamer.
I can't. It doesn't matter. You could add all that crap to it. I still cannot. Mm-mm. No.
I love the smell of coffee.
Yeah, it'd help me. It'd probably help me lose weight because it'd bring up more than just the daggone coffee. So,
Okay, bodily functions. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been seeing this, and I'm not really opposed to this. Maybe all you guys getting a tattoo instead of an engagement ring are onto something. They've become so trendy in the last month that some tattoo places are offering 2-for-1 engagement deals for what amounts to 1% of the price of a diamond ring. Mm. The most popular are interlocking designs, puzzle pieces, or something called a finger frame, which is basically a tattooed tan line where a ring will hopefully go one day. It also helps that tattoo removal is pretty easy to do now, too. Which
now, I know a lot of guys will do that, especially if they're in jobs where they work with their hands
right,
a lot.
Right, wearing a ring can compromise their finger.
Yeah, can actually be dangerous. So, yeah, no, I get that. So, well, Adam. Mm-hmm. Our friend Adam Shanks, he has that.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't mind that
yeah,
one.
I don't either.
Sure. And you
know, I get it. I totally understand
but here's the thing. You know, I've been spending some time over Ellis. I just got I got my rings cleaned, and then this one I just got fixed. I've been having some work done on some jewelry that's been handed down to me. Mm-hmm. And I just like to look around because they have so many pretty things in there. So I've been looking at the diamonds that were not...
The grown ones.
Yes, the lab-grown diamonds.
Yeah.
I can't tell a difference.
No, you can't.
And when they can't tell with a naked eye, is my understanding, then...
Yeah.
I mean, and they're beautiful. You could get a much larger diamond if that's what you want.
Yeah.
So I'm not knocking the natural for those who want those. That's great. But I'm just saying if you're somebody that price is an issue, then check out the... Go see what Ellis has. Yeah, because they have a big selection of the lab grown, and I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Some people just want natural, and that's okay too.
Yeah, Mother's Day's coming. Anyway.
That's right. Ellis Jewelers is open for Mother's Day. Thank you.
Right. Hey, I'm just telling you, you know.
Well, there are some other things happening in the world that, again, I'm just because I'm out of touch. So how are we even supposed to find one of these new phone-free parties if they're not on Instagram? Easy. Old school flyers, word of mouth, maybe someone at a barbershop. These parties, which have been blowing up lately, literally make you lock your phone and force you to socialize without social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's also bringing back the 90s house party. I mean, who'd want to throw a party? But I love having a good party, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. So I guess
prefer going elsewhere for that party and then somebody else has the mess, you know.
Sure.
But I don't know when all of us get together, a bunch of us, we don't have our phones out unless it's to at my age, it's to show pictures of the grandkids if somebody asks. But otherwise, no, we don't have them out.
Mm-hmm. We don't do it at the table.
We
try and keep ours away from our table.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Or Keith and I went out to dinner the other night and I just looked at him and I went, hey. He's like, he set it down. He's like, yes. So.
Well, Larry and I are just the opposite, but that's because we're showing each other stuff all the time.
Right.
Did you see this? You know.
Yeah, we do that too, but not at the table.
Yeah.
Not
when the food comes. Now, we will, and if we're out to eat, we will until our food gets there. And then once the food's there, the thing puts away. But until then, we're showing each other stuff because we haven't seen each other all day.
Right.
So, yeah.
I just send those to Keith and let him look at him.
Well, or you
sent you a really good one. I was going to say I sent you a really good one yesterday.
Yeah,
I laughed out loud.
And I didn't get online until late last night. And I looked at it and I thought, no, if I look at that now, I am not going to go to bed. So
no, you would have laughed.
Yeah.
How hard would we go to avoid small talk with a stranger? A new survey has found that 2/3 of Americans use the self-checkout kiosk. So they don't have to chit-chat with the cashier. And 1/4 of us would rather risk our lives in a robo-taxi than take an Uber with a human at the wheel. 37% of us confessed we'd rather fake a phone call than talk to a stranger for just 2 minutes. And 40% admitted they'd cross the street to avoid a quick chat with someone they knew.
Well, keep that out because I think we ought to ask those questions to our next guest. So we need to go to break so we can get them on here. But that'd be a good question to ask them.
Oh, I love people, but there are sometimes I just need a moment to myself, even if it's at the store. And I would be a liar if I said that I've never avoided. And it's not because I don't like you or anything. I just... sometimes need a moment.
I just use the self-checkout because it's quicker. I don't like standing in line unless I've got a whole cart full and it's like, screw that. I ain't doing that myself.
Well,
you know.
I do the self-checkout because I take my own bags. I try not to use those bags. So I use the self-checkout a lot just so I can bag my own things.
Yeah.
Because if you go through a line with a cashier, they will, but it just seems like it's more difficult.
Yeah.
So I go through just so I don't have to have all those plastic bags and I take my own bag. So... anyway. All right, we have guests coming up from Clinton Prairie School. We have the principals, Kirsten Clark, and from the elementary, Luke Harlow. They'll be joining us on Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.